For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. It's again time for our weekly check-in with representatives helping in recovery efforts after the campfire. Joining us today, Town of Paradise analyst and spokeswoman Colette Curtis and Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher. We'll start this week with Colette Curtis, who runs through building permit application data, the most reliable and accurate information available to gauge the pace of rebuilding.
To date, we have received 847 rebuild applications, and we have issued 70 certificates of occupancies. That means 70 families that are back living at home in Paradise, and we are so happy for them. And we want to, again, say a big thank you to the North Valley Community Foundation, Butte Strong Fund, and the Golden State Finance Authority, who have generously donated funding to help reduce the permit fee costs. It has been a huge help. Another resource is our Building Resiliency Center. You may hear it referred to as the BRIC, that's located at 6295 Skyway. That is the place where you will find the Town of Paradise Building Department. You also will find a satellite office of the Butte County Building Division, and many other resources are available there, including our rebuild advocates that are kind of that link in between the resident who has never built a home before and is really trying to navigate that process and the building department. So these are volunteers. They can hook you up with financial resources. They can help you with insurance and help get you to the point where you can begin to rebuild. I do want to mention one of the resources that the Rebuild Advocates is letting people know about right now, and that is financial assistance. These are low-interest deferred loans that can be gap financing that can help make rebuilding more affordable. So if anyone is having some financial issues or you have a gap in your funding, maybe you have insurance, but it's not quite enough to make rebuilding affordable for you, please reach out to our Rebuild Advocates, and they can talk to you about this program. It's really working well for a lot of people.
And this is funding that in the past has been used for rehabilitation of substandard or dilapidated homes, but since
those programs are still available, we have been awarded additional funding. We haven't received the actual funds yet. That is specifically for rebuilding homes after the fire. The program is the same, where it is a loan, so you will be going through a loan process, but it is a low interest and deferred loan.
So this is up to a $200,000 loan at deferred interest, so you don't have to pay for a number of years. I'm assuming it's at a subsidized or lower rate.
That is correct. It is up to $200,000 for gap financing. The idea would be you would have some funding going into this process, whether that's insurance funds or other funding that you have available. And then this funding would go to make that rebuilding more affordable to you. And like you mentioned, it is low interest and it is deferred. So you actually would not make any payments on that for the first 10 years. It can be a really great program for those that qualify. There are income limits that you have to fit within. And those, again, are available on our website. You can look those up. They are dependent on the size of your household, so they change based on how many people live in your household. So you can look at that chart and see whether that is something that your family may qualify for.
10 years of no payments, that can help a lot of people.
Absolutely. I also want to mention an event that is coming up called Solving Reconstruction Pricing Disputes Clinic. It's happening on Saturday, March 14th at St. John's the Evangelist Episcopal Church, which is located at 2341 Floral Avenue. And this is an event where United policyholders will walk through some insurance issues that have been coming up and answering questions. And really, it will be a great workshop for anyone who is finding some barriers with their insurance. It is something where you need to RSVP ahead of time. And so to do that, you just need to send an email to info@uphelp.org.
Thank you, Colette. Now let's hear from Casey Hatcher, Deputy Chief Administrative Officer for Butte County.
I want to start off by reminding everyone that the census is coming. We want to make sure everyone gets counted and gets counted where they are. We know there are still a lot of individuals that are maybe doubled up in households. And we want to make sure that everyone gets counted so that we really have the support and the state and federal resources that we need.
And if I could just reiterate Casey's point about accuracy, whether that number is higher or lower, somewhere in between, it's it's terribly important that that number actually reflects where people are living and that that number is accurate. The town of Paradise and Butte County continue as we recover to apply for funding through grant sources and other sources that need to know what our population is.
While the census is progressing, I imagine there's still quite a lot of action on the ground in the burn scar as well.
There absolutely is. On Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, the board took action to pass an urgency ordinance including eligible private roads in the hazard tree removal program. So at this point, approximately 18,000 parcels have a requirement to remove trees in the burn scar that's in both the town of Paradise and in the unincorporated communities.
Casey, this is just codifying funding that has already come through from the state, correct?
That's correct. But we're now in a position to individually identify the parcels that are eligible. So there is a map available at buttecountyrecovers.org. You can call into the Right of Entry Center and you can start to submit those right of entry forms if you want your property enrolled in the government program, or you can identify and remove your own trees and then complete the appropriate forms in the private program so an inspection can be done to confirm that you're compliant. Both the Board of Supervisors and the Town Council has taken action to add an additional option, which is to allow people who have already removed their trees to have that certified if they used an arborist or a registered professional forester. The arborist has to have a specific qualification, so that's listed on the forms. To date, we have 4 property owners who are actually complete with their tree removal. So they had their arborist certify that the work was done, the trees were identified and removed, and they are compliant. We're actually seeing, you know, a number of other private property owners interested in that same option, and that just allows flexibility so that they can indicate, hey, I've already done this process of removing my hazard trees, and I'm having my professional that I utilize to do that certify my compliance. Removal of hazard trees throughout the burn scar is one of the steps in the path to getting rebuilt and starting to recover the communities. And the county also continues to see a lot of building permits submitted and is processing those as quickly as we can, working individually with fire survivors as they go through that process. So we have well over 300 permits from campfire survivors and have over 40 of those that have been completed and finaled, and individuals can be living back in their homes, which is really exciting. We have issued nearly $200,000 in reimbursements for those building permit fees. That was a grant that was generously provided by the North Valley Community Foundation, and an additional nearly $100,000 specifically to veterans that are rebuilding, thanks to the Golden State Finance Authority. So it's all of the little pieces that it takes of funding and financing to help people really be able to rebuild after this fire. There's so many individuals who were underinsured, and it takes all of the building blocks to make sure that they can get rebuilt on the property.
That was Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher and Paradise Analyst and Spokeswoman Colette Curtis. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.